From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Amnesty International says world governments fail to protect civilians from violence by states and armed groups. The human rights organization said in a report released Wednesday, the global response was shameful and ineffective. In its annual report, the Human Rights Watchdog called 2014 a catastrophic one for millions of people around the world. Amnesty Secretary General Salil Shetty told VOA the extent of the crisis.
As the world has been looking at what happened in 2014, it's clear that millions of civilians from Syria to Ukraine to Gaza to Nigeria have suffered horrific violence and human rights violations.
U.S. President Barack Obama nominated a diplomat Tuesday to serve as the first U.S. ambassador to Somalia since 1991. The Senate must approve Catherine Denani for the post. VOA's Gabe Josselow reports.
Somali Prime Minister Omar Abdirashid Ali Sharmarka says the nomination of Catherine Denani represents a very positive moment in relations with the United States. Speaking to VOA by phone from Mogadishu, the Prime Minister's office spokesman Ridwan Haji said the timing of the ambassador nomination is particularly good as the country seeks to cement political reforms outlined in a policy plan known as Vision 2016.
This is actually the right time. The year 2015 and the year 2016 is the main 2 years that the government wants to achieve a lot and the support of the United States of America.
Gabe Josselow, VOA News, Nairobi.
This is VOA News. Ukraine's military is for the second consecutive day reporting a significant reduction in attacks by pro-Russian rebels, but says a ceasefire has not yet taken hold in eastern Ukraine. Rebels carried out 19 attacks on government-held territory and targets over the previous 24 hours, according to a Facebook statement Wednesday by the Press Center for the Kiev military. The United States demanded Tuesday that Islamic State militants release a group of more than 90 Assyrian Christians they kidnapped during raids in northeastern Syria. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki condemned the attacks and said the militants must release all civilians they're currently holding. A court in Bangladesh issued an arrest warrant Wednesday for former Prime Minister Khalida Zia in connection with two corruption cases after she failed to appear in court. Her lawyers argued she was concerned about safety due to ongoing unrest in Bangladesh and that she's been confined to her office. U.S. President Barack Obama's national security adviser has sharply criticized Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decision to speak before Congress about the U.S.-led talks with Iran over its nuclear program. Mr. Netanyahu has accepted an invitation by House Speaker John Boehner to address a joint meeting of Congress on March 3rd, 2 weeks before Israeli parliamentary elections. In an interview Tuesday with U.S. television journalist Charlie Rose, Susan Rice said the decision has injected a degree of partisanship to bilateral ties between the United States and Israel. An avalanche in Afghanistan has killed at least 100 people, with the death toll expected to rise, officials said Wednesday. Winter storms hit hardest in the mountainous Panjshir province north of Kabul. A jury in Texas has convicted a man in the shooting death of a former U.S. Navy SEAL whose life story was turned into the current hit movie American Sniper. Judge Jason Cashin read the verdict.
All right, we, the jury, find the defendant Eddie Ray Routh guilty of the felony offense of capital murder as charged in the indictment.
Eddie Ray Routh was found guilty Tuesday night of murder in the deaths of Chris Kyle and Kyle's friend, Chad Littlefield, at a shooting range and resort in February 2013. A Chinese court has given a suspended 2.5-year prison sentence to an 81-year-old writer who recently criticized a senior Communist Party official. Huan Zerong was also slapped with a $4,000 $800 fine Wednesday after the court in his hometown of Chengdu found him guilty. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.